Local Talk, where we look at the people, the stories, the events, and in this case, the music of Central Iowa. And I'm your host for today, Ursula Rudenberg, with my co-host,
Don Wirth. And today we're going to be talking about some upcoming events this weekend, September 20th through the 23rd. We'll be talking with Heather Johnson from the Octagon. We'll be talking from a couple folks from Maximum Ames, who are putting on a festival this weekend, and they will be talking about that.
Let's start today by hearing about what's happening at the Octagon. KHOI volunteer reporter Ben Beloit spoke with Heather Johnson about upcoming events.
This is Ben Beloit for KHOI. The Octagon Arts Festival is right around the corner. It'll be on Main Street in downtown Ames on Sunday the 23rd of September from 10 to 5. I'm on the second floor of the Octagon to speak with a couple other creative forces behind it. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Heather Johnson, the executive director here at the Octagon Center for the Arts, and I'm in charge of organizing the festival.
And I'm Sherry Schlerke, who is one of the artists, and I'm in charge of keeping myself in line during this interview.
And how many total artists will be there?
Right now we have 115 artists from 8 different states in a wide variety of media. And we do have a juried art show just to make sure the quality of artwork is up to par. So we look forward to just keeping that number about 115 artists each year.
A juried art show. Tell us how that works.
Sure. There is a panel of jurors, and each artist submits 4 images of their artwork and 1 booth shot. We go through all the categories. The 2 categories that we receive the most entries are jewelry and ceramics. So those are tougher to narrow down. But we get categories of painting, sculpture, photography, fiber arts. So we have multiple of categories, and we try to keep it to no more than about 12 artists of each category.
And I understand there will be live performances as well.
Absolutely. We have 2 performing arts areas. One is at the end of Douglas in Maine, where we'll have Worldport from Des Moines be playing all day from 10 to 5. And they actually are an Emmy-winning band from Des Moines. And they perform kind of worldview instruments. They have a lot of inspiration from African blues, jazz, bluegrass. They're going to be there all day to offer up their music. And on the other entertainment area is in Tom Evans Plaza, and that will be a variety of different local groups, such as performers from Iowa State University, local choirs, and local bands. So that'll be more community-oriented.
Looking at art tends to make me hungry. Will there be food?
Oh, you bet. We'll have about 12 different food vendors, anything from pork chops on a stick, we've got turkey legs, we'll have kettle corn, and of course we'll have some Indian cuisine and even vegetarian options, so definitely bring your appetite to the festival.
Could you both describe one great or interesting thing that's happened in the past few years?
A lot of people may remember this as Art in the Park, and it changed its name in the late 90s because it no longer was taking place in a park. Had moved inside Hilton Coliseum, and in 2003, the festival moved downtown to the Main Street Cultural District. So this will be the 10th year in this location, and it's been great seeing that transition. I think it works a lot better, and it's a great ambiance for the festival.
That's great. Jerry?
Every year we've just had a fantastic turnout. They look forward to it, and I think it's been, since it's moved to the Main Street, it's become very well established throughout the state.
And Heather, tell us about the significance of the art festival for the Octagon.
Sure. The Octagon started in 1966, and we are now located in downtown Ames, part of the cultural corridor. Back when we started the Octagon Art Festival 42 years ago in Banshill Park, which is just a block away, and since then it just has been growing in participation from the artists, from the community. So this is a very well-known event that's kind of grown, and it's a big staple event for the Octagon Center for the Arts. And as a nonprofit organization, it's really important for us to get our word out, our mission to just involve arts in the community, into experiencing art in the different venues, whether it be taking classes, gallery talks, exhibits, and of course this great outdoor event.
How about if somebody wants to get involved behind the scenes?
Yeah, we have volunteer spots still available. It takes about 175 volunteers that day. We have volunteers that help artists set up their booths, bring them water. We have opportunities to help out the children's craft area, where we have about 12 different craft projects that children can participate in. And so if you go to the website, octagonarts.org, you can call us too at 232-5331. Most of the shifts are for 2 hours, and this makes a huge difference, having this community help out and making a great showcase for all the artists that come from out of town, even out of state, to see how helpful Ames can be. And we want them to have a great experience here in Ames.
Sherry, would you like to say something else about the festival?
I look forward to it every year because it's a lot of renewal of friendships. It's great to see other artists. It's interesting. It almost becomes like a family of certain artists that you see at show, at show, at show, to see how everybody is doing. So this is an event that I'm looking forward to because it's only 5 miles from my house, mm-hmm. and so I don't have to travel overnight.
That's great.
And as mentioned, Sherry's been in this festival, you said, probably 23 years.
23 years.
She's been definitely a staple in the festival and seen it hopefully improve over the years and grow.
So the quality of the artwork right now to me is very good, and I have no problem recommending it to fellow artists. It's well supported by the community, and the way that it's handled, there's just nothing I have any complaints about at all.
So we want to really invite people to just come down and explore the festival, especially if they haven't been to this one. We want them to have fun looking at artwork, eating, enjoying the entertainment, and it's a great family event. Everybody can have fun.
It's an exposure to the young ones to see what people can make by themselves, and artists are more than happy to talk to you about their process on creating the pieces.
Yeah, you can learn a lot about craftsmanship, I imagine.
Absolutely.
And there'll even be some artists demonstrating, too, when they can. So that'll be very educational as well.
All right. Any closing words?
Just a reminder that the festival is on Sunday, September 23rd, from 10 to 5 o'clock in downtown Main Street Cultural District. There'll be parking behind the businesses and also in the nearby neighbors. And it is Rain or Shine Festival. We picked this day because it's one of the driest of the entire year. So we'll be here whether there's a raindrop or a perfect sun. So we hope you can join us, and we look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Well, I wish you good luck and good weather.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maxim Ames is holding a music festival this Thursday through Sunday, the 20th through the 23rd, and we have two of the promoters on that today who are going to talk with us about that. Want us to introduce yourselves for our audience?
I'm Chris Ling.
And I'm Nate Logston.
What do you guys do?
Maximum Ames is a multi-project local business that runs an all-Iowa, all-vinyl record label. We also put on shows all over town through our booking wing, Maximum Ames Presents. And then our big signature festival is coming up this weekend, which is Maximum Ames Music Festival, which will feature over 130 bands at 20 different venues all over Ames, from campus town to downtown and everything in between. And it's just going to be a great celebration of our local music culture. Huge variety of music is being played in a huge variety of venues. And we love being from Ames. That's why we have Ames in the name of our project, because we love our town. Promoting Ames and the community here is our life.
Let's start with logistics. What time does it start Thursday, and when does it wrap up on Sunday, and what are the times on Friday and Saturday?
The first concert will take place at 6 p.m. There will be two concerts starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday, one at the Space for Ames and one at the First Baptist Church.
What's the address of Space for Ames?
118 Hayward, Suite 3. The concerts are all over Ames, at many concerts taking place at the same time over those 4 days. So there is currently a schedule online at MaximumAmes.com. Just click on lineup at the top of the homepage there, and that'll take you to a full lineup of who's playing when and who's playing where. all ages spaces and coffee shops to bars, theaters, outdoor amphitheaters, churches, houses, art galleries, and everything in between.
What's the impetus for creating a four-day music concert in Ames, Iowa? And I understand you're also working with some other groups during that week or that weekend.
We started working together on some booking projects. We did this backyard concert series that started kind of moving the booking out into the community a little more and using some non-traditional spaces. We felt really inspired by that. We had some bands that we really liked that we thought would be really cool to have in a more intimate or a different environment. Ames is also really beautiful in the summer, and so we wanted to put on some shows that kind of showcased different beautiful areas in Ames. We had a show that was Dark, 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 and Elephant Micah in Tracy Jordahl's backyard, which is near Northwestern in downtown Ames. So yeah, we wanted to showcase different areas of Ames and then also have a really unique show that was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. And then we also have our friends that run Mission Creek Festival in Iowa City, and we were like, these people are the exact same age as us. They've been running this festival for quite a few years now. We can totally do this. And so we felt really inspired by that. We also did a music marathon at the Space for Ames, which was 38 bands in 12 hours, and it stayed on schedule for the entire day to the minute, which we thought was amazing. All the volunteers and the band and the community that got together to make that happen. We all got done and we were kind of cleaning up afterwards. We were just like, what are we going to do next? And so that's when Nate and I started talking about the music festival that was going to happen that next fall.
And what's the mission of the festival?
The mission of the festival is to promote Ames as a cultural destination, to give a great opportunity to Iowa bands to play on a festival with major international talent, and to put on an event that promotes Ames and brings people out to venues that they may not have ever had a chance to go to before and appreciate the greatness of the city that we live in through music. We definitely see Maximum Ames in a continuum of a long, fascinating musical heritage of the state of Iowa. This is not a unique phenomenon. We didn't come out of the blue and just make this up. We picked up the torch from many other people who have carried on this tradition. Freak Week is a great example. Mission Creek in Iowa City is a great example. And there's just countless others of people that just took it upon themselves to just say, we want to have a music festival in our town because we love our town. And we love music, and we love getting together and doing something safe and fun together. That is our passion, and we're just the next people that are doing that. Chris and I are the ones that are in here talking, but we are two of many people that put on Maximum Ames. And in fact, we're only two of many people that book Maximum Ames. In fact, Maximum Ames is a collaborative project that brings together over a dozen different promoters to put on their own shows and also different festivals, including the Octagon Arts Festival that we just heard about, and Faces, which goes on during Maximum Ames as well. So we bring together a bunch of talented promoters, booking agents, and festivals, and we say what Maximum Ames is going to do is we're going to promote that we're all doing this together. We're going to make one schedule that lists all these things and encourages people to go out, gives options to everybody of every age range, of every musical interest, to have an opportunity to go out into the community and see music with their friends. And getting back to why do we do this, it's not really us that's doing it. It's Ames itself that's doing it. We're just the people that organize it.
And give it a name.
And give it a name, exactly.
How many promoters, volunteers, businesses would you estimate are involved in this?
I would say we've probably got between the businesses, the sponsors, the venues, the booking agents and promoters and the volunteers, I'd say that's pushing 50 people.
If you include the band shell staff and mm-hmm. the U City Auditorium staff, we're probably over 100 people.
Mm-hmm. And you said there's 130 performances during the week?
There's more than 130 separate acts playing in Ames. There will be approximately 400 musicians playing music in Ames over 4 days.
So tell us about who's playing.
Well, the festival headliners this year are a huge step up from last year, and they definitely indicate what our goal is, which is to grow Maximum Ames every year. So this year's headliners are Jeff Mangum of the legendary band Neutral Milk Hotel, playing one of the only shows that he's played in the past 10 years in Ames. One of the only shows he's played anywhere will be in Ames. People are flying in from all over the country to see him play. And the other headliner is the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Wanda Jackson. She is a rock and roll pioneer. She's known as the Queen of Rockabilly. She's still still very active. She has a new album coming out next month. She just released a new music video yesterday. So she's in her 70s, truly like a pioneering influence of American music, and she's coming to Ames. The overwhelming majority of bands that play the festival are from Ames and the Midwest. And then we mix that about 100 bands from Iowa and the Midwest with major national talent. Some other of our headliners are Mount Erie, who will be playing a house show, and then the Dirty Dozen Brass Band out at Bandshell Park on Saturday. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band is a classic New Orleans horn ensemble that's celebrating 35 years as a band. They started playing at the M Shop in the 1970s. They have a lot of history with Ames. They're a phenomenal ensemble that's played all over the world. The bottom line on the Dirty Dozen Brass Band is that if you like music, this is like the most music-y music you can imagine.
Nate put together some samples and some explanation of some of the musicians, so let's listen to that.
So here's a great song from one of the bands that's playing the Maximum Ames Music Festival. This is a classic band from Ames called the Poison Control Center. They started in 1999. They've toured all over the country. They're just an amazing band, one of the most popular bands from Ames. This is a great track from their record Stranger Ballet. It's called Thousand Colors. So that's a track from the Poison Control Center from their 2011 album, Stranger Ballet. This next track is by a local band from Ames, a high school band from Ames High, talented young ladies. Maximum Ames Music Festival is proud to present bands that cover a very wide age spectrum. And this is a band of young ladies who are just in their teens but are really talented. And they just put out this new EP this year. This is the band Jawhar Potential and their great track, Whenever. Thank you.
you change for me, and don't you ever, ever think that you're just not so lovely. You're lovely. You're lovely. I don't think my past would have measured up if I would not have met you so fast and try not to mind my gloomy self as I bear this cold, cold winter.
I love that song. That was a beautiful track from Jaw Harp Potential, three young ladies from Ames High School. And this next band is from Ames and Des Moines. I play trumpet in this band. I've loved being in it. It's Christopher the Conquered. This is their third full-length album. This is called Let Us Not Confuse Our Thoughts with Our Beliefs.
They're just the opposite. I guess confidence is addictive as I step on this stage. Yes, the pastor stands in the light and his preacher swoon and sway. Oh, but I can always cut you in half and there will still be as much I can. We'll be right back.
You mentioned that you're working with some other groups, the Octagon Faces. How did that come about?
That came about very organically. In our first year of planning, we picked a non-home football weekend for Maximum Ames, which, you know, we're from Ames, so we get it. You know, like, we love Iowa State Athletics, too. That's a great reason for people to come to Ames. And so is music. That's kind of what we wanted to have. It's like, okay, well, on a non-football weekend, we'll have this other amazing event that's a tourist destination. You can come from out of town. And we weren't the only ones that thought of that. But we are personal friends with these folks who put on these other major events. And so it was really as easy as just talking to our friends and saying, hey, you want to meet up and promote these things together? And then and our friends saying, yes, we would. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of Ames. Maximum Ames really captures just the inherent spirit of Ames, which is working together, crossing lines, doing something safe that is coordinated with each other, not doing something against each other, doing something with each other. It just flowed very naturally and intuitively from all directions of, let's just do this together and blow everything up.
Well, and it's a great weekend to get to Ames because you can go to see hundreds of performers. You can go to art festival with tons of art for sale. The library's book sale is going on at the same time.
The farmer's market.
And Faces.
Yeah, Faces
as well.
Of Ames.
Yeah. Which will be in the Bandshell Park?
Yep. Uh-huh. It'll start at 11 o'clock and go till, I think, 5 o'clock, and then Dirty Dozen Brass Band will go on shortly.
On Saturday.
Okay. Last year I had a lofty goal of making it to every single show. I think I missed two. So, I mean, I didn't see every performer, but at least stopping into every show. And I also didn't have a car at the time, so I was biking from, like, campus town to downtown and back and forth, which was a lot of fun. And I actually got to see a lot of the other people with passes. One of the volunteers for KHOI, Cynthia, was one of the first people to pick up her pass, and I ran into her so many times. We'd, like, yell about some awesome show we just saw and then keep running to the next thing. And so, yeah, it's great. You can sometimes at shows you feel like you're ready for the next thing, and you can just walk a few doors down and see the next thing and then pop back in and catch another part of a set.
So you can just choose to go to one show, or if you wanted to see everything, including all the headliners, you can get our all-access pass. And then we also have a two-day pass.
So if somebody's wondering what kind of music they're going to hear, can you just give us a little bit of a snapshot?
Folk, rock, punk, pop, metal, pop punk, electronic, dance music, soul, jazz, big band, country,
lo-fi,
indie, experimental, ambient, every genre of music.
Okay.
Yeah. That was not an exaggeration. I could name a band for each of those genres.
You believe in angels. I never did before I met you. Do you believe in angels? The way you taught me to. Do you dream about the future? I never did before I met you. Know how to smile.
that is Lesbian Poetry's great song, Do You Believe in Angels? He assembled a bunch of his friends in a basement to be a little impromptu choir, because that song is designed as a sing-along, kind of in the spirit of Pete Seeger. And actually, this song has affected a lot of people's lives. Last year at the festival, it was covered by four different bands on four different days of the festival. Kind of a local classic. A lot of folks around Ames like to cover it and like to play it. It's called Do You Believe in Angels? This next song is by another great band from Des Moines called Derek Lambert and the Prairie Fires. And this plays out that Americana side of their sound. This is a reinterpretation of the American spiritual Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This is by Derek Lambert and the Prairie Fires. It's called Swing Low.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
This next track is a remix that was done by Utopia Park of a great band from Ames called Leslie and the Lies, a famous band from Ames that tours around the country a lot and appears on TV a lot and different radio shows, and really well-known band with kind of a cult following all over the world. And they live right here in Ames. And Leslie Hall of that band and Mona, who is one of the backup dancers, they have a side project, which is a comedy duo called Boone County Comedy Troupe. And here is the Utopia Park remix of the fan favorite Leslie and the Lies track, Tight Pants, Body Rolls.
I was walking through the forest of moccasin bread
when I saw a troll boy wearing tight pants.
I want to own them, but can you even dance in those pants?
Watch me, woman!
They made a tall, sweet, and tender like a tiny baby kitty. I need to get some, put my body in there, then I will rule the birds. Is that an angel, baby? No, that's his name. Watch my lady honey moves. Meet me nuts and jumbo juice. Call me lady tiger, but I never eat my own. My legs and those pants are tree. When I move, let's go. Watch out for my body rolls. 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 This is how we do it.
I beg that boy to make me some. Got pants like that where I come from. Grab a Parker, form a line. Cut and stitch and make them shine.
Work that elastic, it's looking fantastic.
Please, so pretty, cause my body can't handle it.
Power of the light, boy, it tickles my tight.
Let me get inside of them and stretch.
Stretch, stretch, stretch.
And activate the dance floor key.
When I play my legs in a cage of spandex, I dance like hell to relieve the madness. Watch my feet pound holes in plywood. Watch my hips crush blades of baked goods.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls.
High kicks, this is how we do it.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls.
High kicks.
Was the last stitch on the final scene. He placed onto me.
My leg hairs with a scream.
I
I just did not activate them. Wow. Body roll, high kick, high kick. This is how we do it. Watch your stomach down for it. Body roll, high kick. Activate. I'm a dance floor tiger lady, pumping everything she has. Touching every single man, rubbing every lady back. Work that dance floor, they may don't you may your jazz. One day have a black disaster. She wore the tightest of pants.
And that was the Utopia Park remix of Tight Pants, Body Rolls by the classic Ames band Leslie and the Lies. Coyote Slingshot, who has, since he recorded this, changed his name to Little Ruckus. A fascinating, really energetic and fun performer from Fairfield, Iowa, and a good friend of Maximum Ames. This is from a 7-inch that he released in 2010, and this is just a really, really fun song that he's done in other bands as well. And so this is formerly known as Coyote Slingshot, currently known as Little Ruckus. This is a song I love by him. It's called So Long, Silly Rabbit.
Thank you.
That is a phenomenal track from Little Ruckus, who's also a part of Utopia Park and Surgery and Coyote Slingshot and Mumford's, and he is just a phenomenal musician and performer. I love that song. That's such a great track. So there's a sampling of all Iowa bands that are playing at the festival, and there are over 120 other bands playing from all over the world, but the overwhelming majority are from right here in Iowa, and that's just a small sampling of the very wide variety of music you can see right here in Ames, September 20th through 23rd, taking over Ames and celebrating what makes our community great, which is music, culture, and the people coming together for it.
You've been listening to some samples of music that's going to be here in Ames this week at the Maximum Ames Music Festival, presented by Nate Loxton, who is one of the organizers of Maximum Ames. He's part of a team of quite a few people that have been working very hard to make this happen. Are you planning to do this again next year?
Absolutely. This Maximum Ames is here to stay. We live in Ames. We are from this town. We are growing this event. You know, the response we're getting from the community is absolutely phenomenal, more than we could ever have hoped for. We trusted that Ames was ready for this, and it totally was. And we're in a position now where we can really grow this event. The city is behind us. The Ames Visitors and Convention Bureau gave us a grant this year. The business community is behind us. The nonprofit community is behind us. We really appreciate the nonprofit community partner of Maximum Ames is KHOI Community Radio. One of our concerts is going to be right here in the studio. We also work with a wide variety of other nonprofits, including the Octagon, the Space for Ames, and more. The business community, the nonprofit sector, the city of Ames, the university, everything is on board. And this is an event that combines campus town and downtown. It combines students and residents. This is one community that is tremendously diverse, and that is the strength of our community, and that's what Maximum Ames celebrates and promotes. And we're saying this right now. We've been saying this from the beginning. Willie Nelson and Maximum Ames 10.
One time I told somebody that, and they're like, you know, it'll be like 98 when that happens. So.
But I mean, if you're Willie, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. We might have to bump him up. We'll see.
I wouldn't be surprised if Willie Nelson's a big supporter of community radio. You know, KHOI and Maximum Ames share so many goals and values. Truly love Ames. I went to Ames High School. I'm committed to spending my life here and building a family here. If my girlfriend's listening to this, I'm talking about like 6 or 7 years from now. But I'm just committed to living in Ames.
Was that a marriage proposal?
Whenever I bring up building a family, she's always like, not now. She's like, brains make babies. That's her big thing. So my brain is not making a baby right now, but my brain is making community. My brain is making Maximum Ames Music Festival, and I am fully committed to having a life here. And we just love being from Ames. Chris and I, like, we go around the community all day long, just promoting our town and putting on shows and being a part of the life of this town. And the music scene here is phenomenal. The art scene here is phenomenal. The business community here is very open and easy to become a part of. The economy of Ames is strong. We have not been hard hit from the recession. The jobs market is strong. The music industry is a good source of jobs. We're good examples of entrepreneurs who easily, without really trying that hard, started three businesses in Ames in the music industry. It wasn't that hard. People can start businesses in Ames. We have thriving businesses in Ames. We are entrepreneurs. We can say that you can start a business in Ames. KHOI Community Radio, the nonprofit community partner of Maximum Ames, has also had a successful capital campaign.
And Nate Logsdon actually sits on the board of KHOI as well.
Ames is a town where new things can start. It's an exciting place to be. This is the best time ever in Ames. I've talked to people from many different generations of Ames music, and they have told me that it's never been like it is today. It's better now than it's ever been. KHOI Community Radio is a game changer for the community, and so there's media, there's events, there's music, there's culture, there's business, there's nonprofit. Ames has got it going on.
Nate and I are really lucky to get to travel around the country. We tour in a band called Mumford's together. We get to see a lot of different communities, and there's a lot of like great places out there. But we can definitely like see that Iowa has this special energy. Like there are places and communities that have really positive energy and stuff like that, but there's something unique to Iowa, unique to Ames. And so that's what we're really excited about promoting with Maximum Ames and with pretty much everything we do while we're out on tour. We'll like tell people, like, Ames has the third best water in the nation. Like, people are just like, what? We get really excited about it. We're really excited about this weekend to bring a lot of people to Ames that have never been here before, share a great community event with That's everyone. Great.
Why don't you tell us who some of the musicians are that we've heard on this program?
We listened to some selections from my vinyl collection that I have at home of Iowa music. We heard the Poison Control Center, Christopher the Conquered, Derek Lambert and the Prairie Fires, Lesbian Poetry, Jaw Harp Potential, and Little Ruckus.
Okay, thank you. And our theme song is Backtrackin' by our own Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley.
Maximum Ames, the music festival, is just one of the activities that's occurring this weekend. Earlier we heard from Heather Johnson from the, talking about the Octagon Art Festival on Sunday. Also occurring will be the Faces event on Saturday, and the library book sale, and a British motorcycle rally. So many activities this week. Be glad that you heard about them here on KHOI.
Faces is an event coordinated by the City of Ames Human Relations Commission, and it's happening on Saturday, September 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Banshell Park at 6th Street and Duff Avenue. Faces is a wonderful event that promotes appreciation of diversity and understanding in Ames and encourages community cohesiveness. There'll be live entertainment, food, drink, and booths showcasing nonprofit organizations, social organizations, businesses, and Iowa State clubs, so that you can find out more about the kind of work that's being done to serve the community in Ames. There will be activities for children. There'll be music. There'll be food. There'll be dance and cultural performances on the band show. This is all happening on September 22nd, which is Saturday, at 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Banshell Park. Volunteers are welcome to help with this event, and if you're interested in helping out, you can write to facesofames@gmail.com, facesofames@gmail.com, and if you want to find out more about Faces, go to their Facebook page, which is called Faces of Ames. Also, the Ames Public Library is having its book sale from Friday, September 21st to Monday, September 24th. The book sale starts on Friday at 5:30 to 8:30. There's a small admission fee, and the doors open at 5 p.m. for all current donors to the library. On Saturday, this book sale is from 9 to 6. Sunday, the 23rd, it's from 1 to 5 p.m. And again on Monday, the 24th, it's open at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you're interested in volunteering for the book sale, contact Sarah at 515-239-5663. That's Sarah at 515-239-5663. And if you go to the public library's website, they have a catalog, and their website is amespubliclibrary.org. That's amespubliclibrary.org. Once again, for information about Art Fest, go to octagonarts.org. And more information about Maximum Ames Music Festival, go to maximumames.com. Thank you very much for listening today, and see you again on the radio.